Hello, readers of Every Word, and welcome to Every Word 365. I'm your host, Christina Munoz-Madsen. Today we're reading Ezra 9 through 10. Real confession involves two elements. One, an acknowledgement of wrongs committed, and two, a forsaking of wrong conduct. Ezra 9 through 10 describes a grievous condition in Jerusalem, a situation that demanded both acknowledging we have been unfaithful and forsaking. Separate yourselves. Though the cure was perhaps as painful as the disease, God was pleased with the nation's prompt and wholehearted confession. Is confession overdue in your life today? There's no better time to complete this prayer. God, I acknowledge that I have sinned against you, and beginning today with your help, I will forsake, which means stop doing, blank. That is from today's Daily Walk. If you want to go to your Bible and read and say that prayer. Depending on what religion with which you were raised, you might have a very different concept of confession. I'm not here to say which religion is right and which is wrong, but to share what the Bible says about it. What Ezra tells us is that asking for forgiveness is not enough. We must also stop doing the sin for which we have asked to be forgiven. This reminds me of when I hear people try to validate their sin by saying that even Jesus hung out with sinners. I would say, yes, that is how he showed them love. But he didn't say, it's okay, let's all keep doing this sin. He said what? Go and sin no more. So here are some other fascinating links on this subject, and I'm including quite a few because I do think there is some confusion here when it comes to, I can do whatever I want, God's gonna forgive me anyway. That's not what the Bible is teaching, and I hope that reading through it is helping you understand that. So with regard to confession and confessing sin, I kind of want to include it a lot here. Again, if you don't have time, don't read the links. But if you do have time, I find it very interesting to really learn what the Bible is teaching about confession and about changing our hearts. And with that, congrats on finishing another book. Tomorrow we start Nehemiah. Happy reading. I want to personally invite you to join me and my family on a trip to Greece in 2025. This will be a 10-day tour with Travel with Friends, and I simply cannot imagine what it will be like to walk where Paul walked and be where he was when he wrote much of the New Testament. As I've shared, we'll start in Athens and then head to Corinth. From there, we will board our cruise ship and sail from Athens to the quaint Isle of Mykonos, called the Island of Windmills. This is a stunningly picturesque town with a maze of tiny streets and whitewashed steps, lanes, houses, and churches gathered around its harbor in the middle of a wide bay. Experience the waterfront lined with shops and cafes, and then stroll the charming walkways. You can explore more on your own before returning to the ship for dinner and evening activities. If you're interested in learning more, be sure to send me a message. My email is included in the podcast description, and I will add you to our VIP list. Hope to see you in Greece with us in 2025.